Hey, Bird.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Bird.
What's up, boys?
What is up?
What up, Snake?
Well, get my California pants ready to go.
You ready
tomorrow
to,
will be laundry day.
Okay.
Friday will be packing day.
Packing day.
And off we go.
I haven't unpacked my suitcases from Tampa or Vegas yet.
Well, how long does it take you guys to pack?
I hate
about 12 minutes.
Okay. I hate packing.
You say it takes packing me, day. It's like, man.
It takes me way too long.
I'll pack on Sunday before we leave.
Yeah, it doesn't take long.
I think about it too much.
I really don't. I don't pack. I don't think about packing for vacation or it's such a process with women typically, like, that is like, oh my God, I got to pack today. And like, well, what does that mean today? Like, all day you're going to pack right. for something? Well, you're going to be gone for a week?
Forever. And I must be a lady because I say that exact same thing. And it's,
you
oh
are.
My gosh, I can't.
But you know, your problem
well,
is.
Well, I dress better than you guys, so that's
you
the problem.
Do. That's very true, you do.
Yeah, well, that's part of the problem, though, is you have more options. We don't have options.
That's true, I'm wearing
my California
pants. We
just go in there,
pants.
Matt has one basic hoodie with the same name okay. on it in different colors.
Okay, I was going to say, it's more than one hoodie. Let's be
right, clear. But it's the same concept. It all says Merido on it.
Well, not this one.
You should be able to pack your clothes in a lunchbox.
Like a kid's lunchbox?
Yeah.
Actually, okay.
Dude, that time that I roomed with Norm when he was, this was 20-something years ago.
Oh, yeah.
At the Super Bowl. And he flew in from, like, Africa or something like that, from vacation, and showed up with a backpack. And I'm like, where's your bag? And he goes, oh, it's all in here.
This is it. I've seen it way too many times. Just the bag that he carries every day. His yellow pad has all of his stuff in it for an entire week. I
and
can't
like,
wrap my head around that.
You just flew in from a different continent where you had been for 10 days. Now you're at the Super Bowl, and this is all you have? It's amazing.
Mm.
And dirty. Ew. Okay, so on the heels of our favorite number 9 getting in trouble, would you rather have a DUI video come out when you're plastered or a sex tape come out?
Sex tape.
Oh, no.
You can get all kinds of notoriety off that, turn it into a career, make money on it.
You're imagining that it's a good one. You're just picturing that everyone's going to be really happy with what they see on that tape.
Yeah, but everybody...
I'll take the DUI tape.
The DUI tape would be way worse. You'd be belligerent. Who knows what you'd say. The connotations behind it are much worse than, hey,
hello.
You had sex.
But the sex tape, you may be just as plastered.
Right.
And it may not work out for
you. Yeah, because
what
if
it'll like be the, nominated for a short at the Academy
Awards.
Because
it's only 80 seconds long.
Or what if it's the one right. night you did some experimentation... And that's the sex tape that comes out?
No.
I don't know.
Who's that guy?
I think I would roll the dice on DUI.
I would too. We don't need to see anything that's happening in closed doors with my life like that. I'm good.
Plus, with a sex tape, there's someone else involved.
Well, yeah, but you can blur them.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you're not the
in
one
charge
that's releasing
it. Yeah.
It's like TMZ. They released it. So you see
yes.
everything.
Right.
Yeah, no. I'm good on that. I'll take my chances.
I go sex tape.
All right. There's no good answer. At all.
That's an easy one
for
me.
How did you guys survive being in Wichita Falls for all those years of training camp? Donnie, you weren't there, were you?
No, sir. Only San Antonio and Oxnard.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I can answer that. Wichita Falls was, I don't know. I mean, we were young, first off, but the heat was, it's not about how we survived. It's about how the players survived. Mm. How did they survive practicing? And that was back when there were no really restrictions on practice times.
Two-a-days,
like
man.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so these guys are doing it like, you know, it's 95 degrees at 8:30 in the morning and 110 at 4 in the afternoon. And that's getting them prepared for the season. prepared. Like, yeah. That doesn't prepare you. That breaks your body down to holy hell.
What years?
Where'd you guys
when
go?
When was Wichita Falls? What years?
It had to have been 99.
Right? Yeah.
Something like that. Because I saw a blurb today that this is the 20-year anniversary. Right. This is the 20-year anniversary of Oxnard.
From 1998 to 2001 at Midwestern State University.
Yeah.
Where'd you guys have team dinner at? Where'd you go, like Whataburger?
I don't even think there was a team dinner back then. And
in Wichita Falls?
Yeah, there weren't many restaurants. There was one bar. One.
Yeah, I was going to say, back then, there's not much there now.
No. We would end up going to the same bar as, like, the coaches, Jerry, Steven. And it was like a college bar, so there were college people there. It was so weird, all of it. Terrible. And the places we stayed, oh my God. Like
Motel 6?
Dude, it was terrible. I think we rented apartments, if I remember correctly, but they were so run down and beaten down. It was just, and there was nothing redeeming about it whatsoever, outside of the fact that it took, what, a couple hours to get there or something like that. I'm not even sure how far that is.
And had to have been, weather-wise, was it better than, I mean, worse than Austin still? That's the worst weather you had in Wichita Falls?
Yeah, because even in Austin, there were, you know, the heat was terrible, but Austin's a really cool city, and there were, you know, lakes and stuff. This was just nothing redeeming whatsoever. No knock on Wichita Falls, just a bad spot for training camp.
No disrespect.
Tim says, if someone offered general manager Jerry Jones $1 million for every current Cowboy player he can give the first and last names of, how much money would he make?
Spot.
You'd get Dak right.
Could he do 30?
I was going to say about 25, 30.
I'll take the under. I'll go 20-ish.
Michael Parsons.
The over-under is half the roster. I'll take closer to
20. Does he have to get it right? Like Michael Parsons?
Yes, yeah, no, count. No, he has to get it right. Right.
He has to say it correctly.
I think he'll get to 30.
He'd get
25.
Like, he has to say it completely correct. It can't be George Pickens. It has to be George Pickens.
Right.
Like, the actual, every letter has to be the way
I think
way
he can name
pronounced.
Everyone on offense.
I don't. There's no way.
All Could he name the whole 11? Offensive line? Didn't
he botch Javonte Williams' name previously? I call him like Javonte or something?
I don't remember that.
He got Quinnen Williams wrong before.
I know.
Right. Well, Stephen called Quinnen Williams yesterday Quinnum with an M.
Yeah, because usually it's Quinton.
And the Tylers are going to trip him up.
Yeah. Although, it would make it easier to guess with all the Tylers.
But does he know their last names?
He's got to fill that part in.
I think so.
He might guess
I think
me.
25 to 30 is a good, that's probably a good guess. What Which, again, is terrible. That's You're talking about the guy.
Out of 90, out of training camp roster of 90.
He's 83 years old again. He's 83. How many 83-year-olds could you ask anything to that could pronounce everything correctly?
But this was it when he was 73, too, and 63. I think you could ask the same question. It's not like he was that sharp back then when it came to roster construction and, you know, guys like that.
Yeah, so the general manager can only name under a third of the training camp roster.
No, I think he can name them. Again, getting the name completely right, pronouncing it correctly. Like, he can name Quinnen Williams, but he doesn't call him that. He calls him Quinton Williams.
Yeah. Has anyone checked to see if Romo's grandparents are actually alive? Because he says at the beginning of that he's going to see his grandparents.
Yeah, like they were waiting for him at the airport or something.
Yeah,
like
I wish
going
we knew.
On a flight. They would be older because me and him are almost the same age. And my grandparents, my last grandfather died 15 years ago. Not to say
I know,
that they're not. They
Romo's
be in the
46,
90s.
So they could let's be say the parents 90s. Had him at 21, and that's...
It's doable for sure.
67, and then they had it. Yeah, they're older, but it's possible they could be alive.
A quick Google search says his paternal grandfather died in 2020, and his grandmother died in 2024. But it doesn't say anything about the other side.
Yeah, but those grandparents, would those grandparents be in Wisconsin? Because that's where he's from.
Probably not. So that was just his.
So those
panic.
Are his.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even think about that.
Public
that
records.
Was, you know what that was? That was him.
That's panic.
Much like he said he didn't have anything to drink.
Right.
That was just the, so where are you headed? I'm going to see my grandparents. Like the wholesome, why would you ask me? I love my grandparents. Would I show up there drunk? No.
That's a quick thinking if that's what it, if it's,
yeah,
if
I mean,
it's
that's the
case where his mind was.
Okay, so yeah, it looks like so obituaries for the Romo side, as you just said, Corby, both of those are deceased. And then in 2017, his maternal grandmother had an obituary, and the husband that she had died in 1983.
Oh, no.
Okay.
So it does sound like all four, and this is according to Yahoo Sports, so according to them, all four of his grandparents have passed.
1983?
Well, people, you know, maybe, I don't
know. I guess people did die in 1983.
They did, yeah. Death has been around for a long time.
I don't know what happened to them.
It's not a new thing.
We skip a year.
Oh,
but I, look, even though it is a lie, I think that was a very smart lie.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah, you're trying to make yourself appear that I'm just the wholesome thing. Yeah, my grandparents.
And you're thinking that quickly?
Oh, is that one always in his back pocket?
Could be. Like, he's like, all right, if I ever get pulled over, I'm going to say I'm going to see my grandparents.
Yeah, yes. Let's see. Oh, this is neat. Okay, I skipped this one last week. Following up on the Musers, they were talking about something last week. Cowboys in the Super Bowl or U.S. in the World Cup final? Dude.
Okay.
Cowboys in the Super Bowl is, they're not that far away.
No, and they've been in one before multiple times. The U.S. has never sniffed a World Cup final.
No, and honestly, I mean, the Cowboys could be in the next four Super Bowls. Seriously. That theoretically, it's very, very, very... I mean, it's not likely, but it could happen.
Yes, it could. It could.
But the U.S. being in a World Cup final, dude, you're talking about planes having to crash with full European teams in it.
Oh, this, I mean, that's a little drastic, but...
God, like that rugby team in the movie Alive, where they ate each other.
Yeah, seriously. There's no... The U.S. just does not have a shot. I'm not asking for it. I'm saying that's how crazy
sounds like it to me.
Be.
Where do you live? Who do you root for?
Golly, you're not
so
on the
that's
same
what you're
flight
asking
to me
for.
To camp, are you? God.
I'm running to camp to avoid any bad karma.
No, I... The Cowboys being in the Super Bowl is not some far-fetched, there's no way, we've never seen it idea.
Super Bowl!
Baldy hasn't.
Correct. Well,
so there's that.
No, Baldy told the story. He saw it when he was like five and then thought they were going to be in there every year.
Okay, well, even if you're 29.
No, he was like three.
If you're 29.
Three and a half, so I have no
conscious
memory of it.
He was still
but he was alive.
Going number two on himself.
But if you're 29, you've never seen it, but it happened.
Does that count, though, if you were alive?
I don't remember it, so no, I'm not counting it.
I'm with Baldy on that. Everything that happened.
Even though it happened in your lifetime.
But I didn't get to enjoy it or watch it or remember it. So, yeah, I'm not
counting
it.
Well, whose fault is that you weren't drinking back then?
Well, he was still breastfeeding when it was...
Again, no, your sense of when children do things is wildly off.
You weren't? I mean, I'm just trying to picture how young you are.
Not breastfeeding at 36 months, no.
Yeah, he was neither breastfeeding nor drinking alcohol.
Pull him out.
Yeah, that's weird, but at 36, no problem.
Yeah. Which SEC fan base has ridden the coattails of the SEC success the hardest and longest?
It's an interesting question. Fan base?
You would say A&M first, that comes to mind, but maybe that's because I live here.
Yeah, I was thinking it would be more like Ole Miss. In something like that, that's really because Ole Miss they won a national title in, I believe it was 1963. But you have schools like that have been in the SEC for years and years, whose fan bases all for a long time have always you have the idea in your head that they're better than they actually ever have been.
It would have to be a school like Ole Miss, because a school like Vanderbilt, they know how bad they've been, so it's not like they're delusional about anything.
And Auburn, to me, is like A&M, except they actually somehow stumbled into winning a title and playing for another one. But Auburn, you look at their history, and they're kind of that same. Every once in a while, they'll have a good team, and then they kind of are just an afterthought for a long time.
Huh. I think that's a really, really good question.
I mean, like Mississippi State, but they had one year back or something like that. Kentucky. And, you know, like Kentucky and Arkansas. And Arkansas used to be good at football, too.
Right.
But Arkansas won two national championships in basketball not that long ago.
Mid-90s.
Yeah. And Kentucky's got basketball, so, you know. Besides the weather, what's the best part about being out there in California for training camp?
I always say this, and it's the two times a year we all get to hang out together.
Yes.
And that's the best part about it. Super Bowl and training camp when we're all out there and we can all, right, let's go to dinner here. And even if you break up and a few people go to dinner here, it's seeing people that you normally don't see. Because we don't see you guys at all until we go out, you know, events like Ticket Stock or Fight Night. But when we're out there chilling, it's, hey, Corby, let's go down to the hotel bar and hang out for a couple hours. That's my favorite part about everything.
Easily.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And that's one of the other drawbacks about the Musers dumping an hour on you guys is that now your shift starts at 7 a.m.
Sure does.
Out there. And there's just no way around. You can trick your mind into saying, well, no, it's 9 o'clock. No, it's not.
It's 7, right.
No, because we're getting up at 5-something. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, so we turn in a little early. But you have to.
I'm a soldier. I hang.
Not me.
It's what I do.
You do good. But you're also, Donovan, I would say the best napper at the station.
Oh yeah. Expert. If that's an Olympic sport, I'm a gold medalist. I will shut my eyes for 30, 45 minutes to try and recharge that battery.
Yes. Sometimes a couple hours, right?
Oh, yeah. If need be, yeah.
Yes. Whatever the body calls for.
That's right.